Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us this evening. 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, on The Bright Side. We love hearing from you, as always, on The Bright Side. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Dr. Connie McReynolds, who has a new book, Solving the ADHD Riddle. ADHD, Attention Deficit and Hyperactivity Disorder. They used to call it ADD, Attention Deficit Disorder. Dr. Connie is a PhD, and she's got a very interesting take on the cause of ADHD. Personally, I feel like nutritional deficiencies play a major role in this health challenge, which doesn't only affect children. There's also adult ADHD. What it most certainly, whether you think it's a nutritional deficiency or not, which you can definitely say is it's not a Ritalin deficiency or an Adderall deficiency. It's not a drug issue. More than likely, it's a food and nutritional supplementation or nutrient issue, we'll say. Excuse me. Particularly around the B vitamins, which are very important for brain health. You know, there's a really fascinating B vitamin that we don't talk enough about, I don't believe, and that's the B vitamin thiamine. Vitamin B1. Vitamin B1, thiamine. B1, by the way, is called B1 because it was the first vitamin that was ever discovered. And the story of the discovery of B1 is very instructive because B1 was discovered when it was noticed that people who were deficient in B1, I'll tell you how they figured that out here in a sec, but it was noticed that people who are deficient in B1 suffer from nerve disorders, particularly peripheral neuropathies. How interesting is that? Do you know how common peripheral neuropathies are? I can't tell you. I don't think I've done one coast-to-coast program or had one presentation where somebody didn't ask me about peripheral neuropathies. Peripheral neuropathies are pain in the extremities, nerve pain in the extremities, and that pain can be very, very severe. You can feel like your nerves are on fire. Peripheral means periphery, the extremities, fingers, toes, hands, feet, that kind of thing. And then neuro, nerves, pathological. It's an inflammatory condition that affects the nerves. Thiamine deficiency will cause inflammatory conditions around the nerves. Thiamine deficiency causes nerve disease. In fact, the deficiency disease that is associated with a lack of thiamine is called beriberi. You may have heard that. Beriberi is Swahili. And that's because it was in the Philippines where I believe they speak Swahili. Where beriberi was first discovered, when the colonial empires, the British Empire basically, and the American Empire went to Asia in the late 19th century. They, of course, brought their foods with them, and the British and the Americans were known for eating white rice. And they, of course, promoted white rice, and it was felt by the natives that brown rice and unprocessed rice was kind of primitive, so everybody started eating white rice. And lo and behold, as they started to eat white rice, the more white rice became popular, so did this horrible disease, beriberi, which in Swahili means I can't, I can't. Beriberi is so named because it's a nerve disease where you can't do anything. You can't move your body. Your body's, your muscles don't move. Your muscles don't work. Your nerves don't work. You suffer nerve pain. And it turns out that in the polishings of the rice, as they were making the rice white, they were polishing it, and those polishings was this stuff, this vitamin B1 stuff. That's how they discovered vitamin B1. They noticed that the rice polishings cured beriberi. And they started to look in the rice polishings, and they found the stuff beriberi. Started and found the stuff thiamine. They named it thiamine, vitamin B1. It cured beriberi. So one of my, what does this have to do with ADHD? Well, a lot, because it turns out that thiamine deficiency is associated not only with nerve problems in the body, like peripheral neuropathy, or like muscle weakness, like tremors, but also with mental health issues. Thiamine deficiency is associated with depression. Thiamine deficiency is associated with cognitive decline. Thiamine deficiency is associated with psychoses and delusions, and when it gets really bad. And thiamine deficiency is also associated with the intake of processed foods, not just processed rice or processed carbohydrates, but also sugar. The more sugar you eat, the more thiamine you need. The more processed foods you're ingesting, the more thiamine you need. And oh, guess what? Thiamine deficiency is also associated with problems focusing, with attention deficit issues, with hyperactivity issues. And when you add all these things together, number one, thiamine deficiency is linked to excess ingestion of processed foods and sugar. And number two, thiamine deficiency causes attention deficit issues and brain focus issues and cognitive health issues and emotional issues. And when it gets really bad, delusions and hallucinations. In fact, alcoholics are known for having thiamine deficiency because thiamine is used to process alcohol. And if you're not replacing your thiamine and you're drinking a lot of alcohol, chances are pretty good you're going to be deficient in thiamine. And if you're going through alcohol detox, if you go to the hospital or the emergency room because you're detoxing, and alcohol detox, by the way, can be very serious. You can die from alcohol detox. If you check yourself in the hospital, get checked into the hospital for alcohol detox, guess what the first thing they're going to put in your IV bag is? Yup, thiamine. If they pick an alcoholic drunk off the streets and he's hallucinating, he's talking to pink elephants and leprechauns, and they take him to the drunk tank, guess what they're going to give him? Right in his blood, thiamine. Because thiamine is the cure for alcoholic psychosis. Thiamine is very important for folks who are detoxing from alcohol, and thiamine is extremely important for people who are eating a lot of processed foods and sugar. Thiamine deficiency can cause attention deficit problems. Thiamine deficiency can cause neural problems like peripheral neuropathy. Thiamine deficiency can even cause constipation, chronic constipation, because thiamine regulates the nerves, or is important anyway for the nerves, that control digestion and intestinal, the movement of the muscles in the intestine. So long-term thiamine deficiency is associated with chronic constipation. Thiamine deficiency is associated with cardiovascular health issues, because the heart also, of course, depends on neurology. So I believe when you combine the fact that we're eating so much processed foods, eating so much sugar, and most of us are getting our thiamine based on the RDA, the ridiculous deficiency allowance, which is like 1.5 milligrams a day, some ridiculous amount, and we really need 100 milligrams a day, 150 milligrams a day, 200 milligrams a day of thiamine, most of us are completely deficient in this incredibly valuable vitamin, especially kids. Because, of course, kids are waking up in the morning and eating Captain Crunch and donuts and Coca-Cola and orange juice and all these sugary processed foods, having McDonald's hamburgers for lunch and God knows what for dinner. I believe thiamine deficiency is a hidden cause of a lot of health challenges, including ADHD. By the way, thiamine, well, I'll say this when we come back from our break, thiamine has a really interesting role to play when it comes to the skin. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Dr. Connie McReynolds coming up at the bottom of the hour, solving the ADHD riddle. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-1610 is our number. We'll get your calls in just a sec, so hang tight. Dr. Connie McReynolds coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk a little bit about ADHD, her book Solving the ADHD Riddle, The Real Cause and Lasting Solutions. Dr. Connie McReynolds is a PhD, and she has a very interesting take on ADHD and the cause of it. I personally believe that nutritional supplementation and nutritional deficiencies are involved, and nutritional supplementation can go a long way towards helping kids who have ADHD, particularly when it comes to the B vitamins. We're talking about vitamin B1, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about vitamin B1 in the skin, but I personally believe that vitamin B1 deficiency is much more common than is recognized. given that the recommended daily allowance, i.e. the ridiculous deficiency allowance. And I say that because there's so many people, present company excluded, I'm sure you guys listening to this program aren't like this, but many people think that all they need to do is get a multivitamin. And they're told that by their healthcare professionals, by their physicians. All you need is a multivitamin, which, of course, are based on the RDAs. These RDAs are great if you want to prevent a full-blown disease, but they're not great for thriving. That's why I call them a deprivation allowance, because they keep us deprived. And nothing is more more classic, an example of this deprivation allowance, than the RDA for thiamine, which is pathetically low. It's low for a lot of things, but it's ridiculously low for thiamine. The RDA is the ridiculous deficiency allowance. Thiamine is incredibly important for the nervous system. And anytime you have a neural health challenge, you want to think about vitamin B1. Not a cure, but it's very important for how the nervous system functions, thus the disease state that's caused by full-blown thiamine deficiency, which is a nerve disease where you can't move. And also, mental health challenges can be associated with thiamine deficiencies. But thiamine also plays a role topically in terms of the skin. And I used to make thiamine creams for wound healing because it turns out that thiamine plays a very important role in the development of collagen. So for you ladies out there and guys who are worried about their about aging, the appearance of skin aging, thiamine will also help you build collagen. I used to make a topical thiamine cream, and I got to tell you, thiamine has sulfur in it, so it doesn't last. It gets stinky. It gets sulfur smelling. It smells like rotten eggs after a while. That's one of the reasons why you don't see thiamine creams that much. But what we found when I was making thiamine creams was mosquitoes hate thiamine. So I would make this thiamine cream for folks who are going camping because mosquitoes don't like thiamine. But you can get the same anti-mosquito benefits from supplementing with thiamine, because the thiamine will come out in your sweat. Your sweat will have the thiamine in it, and mosquitoes won't bite. They just don't like thiamine for some reason, which is kind of an interesting little nutritional fact. But anyway, thiamine, vitamin B1, critically important for the health of the nervous system, and that includes the heart. And the more sugar you're eating, the more processed food you're eating, the more alcohol you're drinking, the more thiamine you need. And by the way, there's a really, really cool form of thiamine called benfothiamine, which is a lipophilic or fat-soluble, fatty version of thiamine. And this benfothiamine is even more powerful than ordinary thiamine. Thiamine, as I said, is unstable. It breaks down quickly. So your body has a use it or lose it kind of approach to it, and you got to take your thiamine throughout the day. Benfothiamine is fat soluble, and it's a kind of synthetic version of vitamin B1. It's actually approved in some countries as a medication to treat diabetic polyneuropathy, i.e. peripheral neuropathy. Yes, it's actually used as a medication to treat peripheral neuropathies. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Dr. Connie McReynolds, Ph.D., is coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about solving the ADHD riddle, the real cause, and lasting solutions for attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder. All right, 844-236-6010. Let's see what Kathy in Minnesota has to say. Good evening, Kathy. What's going on?
Hi. Hi, Ben. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks. I have been found to have low HCL, mm-hmm. and I was supplementing, and I was getting, as I was cutting back on pills, I was getting kind of nauseous and burping and that kind of thing,
yeah.
and I found that now that I've not needed them anymore, I'm still feeling nauseous after meals. And I'm wondering, could it be that I'm overproduced? Can that happen?
No. I mean, I suppose it can happen, but it's very rare. You know, 70%, by the time we get into our eighth decade, or in our 70s, almost 70% of people have achlorhydria. It's extremely, extremely common. It's definitely underdiagnosed. Very rarely will doctors check for achlorhydria or hypochlorhydria. And by the way, those two terms are used interchangeably. Hypo means low. A means no. Chlorhydria refers to hydrochloric acid. So hypochlorhydria or achlorhydria are the technical terms. And it's very common. And when you have this condition, number one, you're not going to absorb your nutrients. You're not going to be able to break down your nutrients. Acid is required to break down protein. Acid is required for the absorption of minerals as well as B vitamins. So you're going to have issues with malnourishment when you're not making acid. But really, and that's bad, but it becomes really problematic because acid helps kill bacteria. And one of the causes of SIBO, which we talk about all the time, and leaky gut, which means one of the causes of all health challenges, because after leaky gut, everything happens. Cancer, heart disease, skin diseases, neurological diseases, all of this, autoimmune diseases, all of these follow leaky gut and SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, and one of the causes of these conditions is achlorhydria. So it's extremely serious. Burping is a classic sign of it. So is heartburn. So what I'd be doing, my dear, is how are you supplementing with HCL? How are you? What were you doing to supplement with it? Were you doing HCL drops?
No, I was taking pills before I ate.
What kind of pills?
Betaine
HCL.
Yeah,
that's good stuff. You know, I'm going to talk next week about betaine, I think, because that's really important, and there's a lot of really interesting benefits with betaine. I kind of got off track when we were talking about methylation, but betaine is a very important methylating agent. Betaine helps the body handle water. But in terms of betaine HCL, it's not the betaine that's doing the work. It's the HCL. So betaine HCL is a form of HCL, hydrochloric acid. That's what HCL is. But it's not that strong. So you need to take a lot of it, number one, if you have a serious problem. Or what I would suggest, if you have a serious problem, and I think you had psoriasis, you were telling me, right?
Yeah.
Is that, yeah. It's all related. Psoriasis is one of the major symptoms of achlorhydria or hypochlorhydria. That can be responsible for skin diseases like psoriasis and all autoimmune diseases, by the way. So I would be getting some HCL drops from the doctor or from the pharmacy. Have a prescription for HCL drops. And that what the pharmacist will do is actually make hydrochloric acid solution for you and then put it in a dropper bottle, and then you'll put a few drops in water and drink it before your meals. Betaine HCL is good, but if you have a serious achlorhydria problem, and you probably do, based on the symptoms that you've told me you have, I would go with the big guns, and that would be HCL drops. So have your doctor write a prescription, and then go to the pharmacist, and he can actually make it for you. You put a few drops in water before your meals. And then, also I should tell you, digestive enzymes don't work without hydrochloric acid. Hydrochloric acid activates digestive enzymes. So make sure you take your digestive enzymes with your HCL drops, okay? And I'm going to talk about betaine HCL next week, if I remember. Hopefully I'll remember. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it, Kathy, and Happy New Year to you. And also, Happy New Year to everybody out there. Dr. Connie McReynolds coming up next, solving the ADHD riddle, the real cause and lasting solutions. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take Pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA News Update.
We could have ended up with something so much more tragic, and really fortunate that that did not occur here.
You're listening to NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy as the FAA orders inspections of the Boeing 737-9 MAX model after that scare in the air on Friday. A door blowing off an Alaska Airlines flight while the plane at 16,000 feet. A little boy's shirt and cell phone sucked out of the plane while passengers forced to immediately put on their oxygen mask. masks as the pilot lands safely. To Fort Lauderdale, Florida now, and another shocker where people are absolutely stunned to see a tornado-looking funnel cloud hit. A severe weather system is moving across the country right now, bringing snow to the northeast. Here's New Jersey Governor, Democrat Phil Murphy.
We are all ready for whatever comes our way.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and 24/7 on the archive page. At brightsideben.com, you'll find a search box you can use if you miss a program or want to review a subject. You'll also find all the longevity products up at brightsideben.com, as well as pharmacistben.com, my blog, and our news stories and videos and blog posts, which are up at criticalhealthnews.com. And in addition to the longevity products, there's a Join the Team link that you can use if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the longevity family. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more info. It's an ideal business opportunity if you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price. Call 866-735-2470 for info or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, wounds, prevention of post-surgical, post-traumatic, or post-burn scarring, for acne, eczema, or just plain old dry, aging skin. All our Truth Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients featuring lots of topical nutrition. In fact, you can call my True Skin Health products topical nutritional supplements. That's essentially what they are, in transdermal delivery systems. They're all available at Truth Treatments with an S. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today, Dr. Connie McReynolds. Her book is Solving the ADHD Riddle, The Real Cause and Lasting Solutions to Your Child's Struggle to Learn. According to Dr. McReynolds, the real cause of ADHD is something nobody ever talks about. And we're going to talk about it tonight with Dr. McReynolds. She's a PhD psychologist, I believe. I'm looking here at her bio. She looks like she's a psychologist. Rehabilitation psychology from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And she's got 30-plus years of experience. Please welcome to the bright side, Dr. Connie McReynolds. Hello, Dr. Connie.
Hi, Ben. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming on, and thank you for your book, and thank you for really... This is a very important subject, and I noticed that in the subtitle of your book, you're talking about children, but this affects everybody, doesn't it? It's not just kids. It's also adults that deal with ADHD. Or, you know, they used to call it ADD. Now they call it ADHD. It changed. I think it's officially – is that the official name now, ADHD, as opposed to ADD?
There are a lot of names, but
there are a lot
ADHD
of names.
Is the one most prevalently used, and yes, it affects adults. It doesn't matter the age.
That's right. And when I was a kid, there was no diagnosis. I mean, there were kids who had this condition, but we just said they had learning disabilities, or, you know, or they were kind of head cases. We never really had an official diagnosis for it. So what's going on when a kid has ADHD? You have a very interesting take on what actually causes it.
Yes, and thank you for starting with this, because I do believe this is a wonderful beginning point for people. In part because I think ADHD, the term, has been bandied around for a long time, and I think most people have some notion of what they believe it means, which typically is a child who just simply is not paying attention by his or her own volition, and they just need to learn how to pay attention, or they need to learn how to sit still. And while those are some of the behaviors that children struggle with, just going after the behaviors and just thinking this is a behavioral problem is really not getting close to what's really happening for these children, which is what I lay out in my book. And it really is a different take. I've been doing this for 15 years and have really discovered that we're dealing with something that people are not talking about, which is why I put the book out. It's really uncovering and starting a different narrative about what these children and adults are going through and the struggles that they face.
So your take is that it's an organic kind of physiologic condition. It's like has to do with how the brain processes information, correct?
Correct. That is correct. There's both auditory and visual processing. And what I've discovered is that children can be labeled with ADD, ADHD. They also come in labeled with a lot of other conditions, such as oppositional defiant disorder, which is kind of one of my least favorite. But they've been diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome. They've been diagnosed with different kinds of autism. So there's a lot that's going on with these children and adults.
That's interesting that oppositional defiance disorder. That's a new one. That just made the DSM, like, I don't know, a couple years ago, it seems like. I remember reading about that. That's one of the more recent diagnoses. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that relates to this processing issue, this auditory and visual processing issue that you're talking about?
Certainly. So let's imagine for a moment that you're talking to me and you're giving me some instructions. But for some reason, I'm not following those instructions, and you give me the instructions again. I'm still not following through. You give them to me again, and maybe you're getting a little bit louder because you're feeling a little frustrated with me because I'm not paying attention or I'm not following through. And let's say that goes on for weeks or months or even years, and I'm still not following through, but I'm getting really, really frustrated. And it doesn't seem to matter what I do that makes a difference. because people seem like they're mad at me all the time, and I don't know why. I can't figure it out. And so I've given up, and I've just decided I'm going to say no, I'm not going to do anything because I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do anyway. And so if we walk for a moment in that scenario, how would we feel if we couldn't figure out what someone was asking us to do and people were mad at us? And if I can't figure it out, I'm going to give up. I'm going to get frustrated. I'm going to get irritated. I could get angry, depending on my orientation and kind of how frustrated I feel. And then now I'm getting called that I'm just oppositional. I'm just being defiant. And I'm labeled with a disorder now.
Huh.
I don't know.
So, so this, you're saying this has to do with visual and auditory processing, how you're hearing and how you're seeing things, or how you're interpreting what you hear and what you see.
How your brain is interpreting it. So it's very important that parents and adults realize I'm not speaking about a hearing problem or a vision problem. That should be checked out. And I will ask those questions. You know, have you had the hearing checked? Have you checked vision? Because obviously if I can't see, that's going to impact me. And if I'm not hearing well, that's going to impact me. But if those boxes have all been checked off and there are still difficulties, then what I will typically do is run an assessment that takes 20 minutes to get at 37 areas of auditory and visual processing. And when I can uncover the areas that are strong and then the areas that are weak, it's those weakened areas or the areas that are just not functioning well. So I like to use auditory memory as an example. So let's say I get home and my mom has just told me to do three or four things around the house. And by the time she got past about the fourth word, I'm thinking about something else. And I realized I don't know what she just said to me. And I'm going to go do whatever it is that's on my mind right now. And then 5 minutes later, I'm in trouble because I can't remember.
That's a little slightly different than memory issue, but I want to talk about that, how that relates to auditory and visual processing. I also want to talk about autism, because it seems like there's some similarities here, and then we'll get into some of your really innovative solutions to this whole ADHD riddle issue. The book ADHD Riddle, Dr. Connie McReynolds is with us. More with Dr. McReynolds on the break.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Dr. Connie McReynolds, her book, Solving the ADHD Riddle, The Real Cause and Lasting Solutions to Your Child's Struggle to Learn. Her website, by the way, is ConnieMcReynolds.com, ConnieMcReynolds, ConnieMcReynolds.com. Dr. McReynolds, before we went to break, you were talking about this idea of memory, and I wonder if you could kind of flesh out how that's related to this auditory and visual processing issue that you're talking about.
Absolutely, because it's so important that we understand that if I'm not able to hang on to what you're saying to me, it isn't going to go into my memory. It feels a little nuanced, but it's really very linear in some regards here.
So you have to go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay. So if you're talking to me or I'm a child in a classroom and a teacher's just giving me some instructions to follow, and let's say I have a factor in my brain that's interfering with my ability to really remember what's being said. It's a processing problem that actually manifests as memory for children who have difficulties with auditory processing. That's only one of the 37 areas that we're looking at. This is just the example that we're processing here, because if I can't remember what you said, then I'm going to have trouble following through. And that's what we see only with children with ADHD. They may act out a little bit. They may be frustrated. Some children may withdraw. And so it's on the adult to really start to decipher what is happening with this child and looking at the behaviors from an investigative standpoint versus the standpoint of trying to just get rid of the behavior. Because it feels to me like over these years we've been chasing after the symptom and we haven't really ever dug down into the cause of the behavior.
What's your take on Ritalin and Adderall and these medical pharmaceutical interventions that are so popular?
Well, I'm kind of in a mixed bag with that, because I do believe some people benefit from that, and they're probably the ones that don't show up in my clinics. But the people who do show up in my clinics are the ones who may have gone down that road and it didn't work, or there weren't lasting effects, or the child in this case was refusing to take it, or the child or the adult were experiencing side effects that they didn't want to live with. So they were looking for something different. It doesn't mean these medications don't have benefit and aren't helpful for some folks. I just don't think a one-size-fits-all has been very effective in this world.
Do you think the auditory and visual processing shortcomings are always the cause of ADHD, or are there other other reasons why somebody would have this kind of condition of attention deficit condition?
Well, I've actually kind of simplified the process because underneath all of this also is the brainwave processing. And so with children who are struggling with these auditory and visual processing problems, generally part of that neurologically or neuropsychologically is resting in the brainwave kind of disproportionate ratio. So there's a whole piece of that that is in the book as well. I find that most people find that a little confusing to talk about and to understand, but part of the neurofeedback process that we use is actually also tackling that piece. So it is the auditory and the visual, that's what's showing up. The underlying cause of the auditory and the visual is that there are some organic brain challenges, meaning that the neuronal pathways that are helping us process auditory and visual information, some of those pathways are strong, some of them are not. And what science has figured out, that the field of neuroplasticity, neurofeedback, is we can inform that. We can train those areas that are weaker. It's brain training. It's like going to a gym. So through the repetition of what we're doing with neurofeedback, the person is obtaining information about their brain processing through the computer. We're measuring brain waves in a non-invasive way, meaning we're using a sensor that measures brain waves, the same as we would use something to measure a pulse or our respiration. We're just measuring brain waves. And by doing that, it's fed into the computer. And with that, the brain wave frequencies and functions are showing up on the screen. There's an algorithm that's running the process behind the scene. And, for example, if I'm trying to improve my attention and I'm drifting off, my brain isn't focused, I'm not going to win the program or kind of the training plan. I'm not going to win that particular game, if you want to call it that, until my brain can manufacture the types of brain waves that represent good, effective attention. So there's a lot going on with this. So underneath the cause, if we get away from the label of ADHD and just chasing the behaviors, and we understand that the behaviors are really auditory and visual processing, underneath these agitated, inattentive, drifting off, disorganized, bumping into things kinds of behaviors, that's the surface. Underneath that are the auditory and the visual processing problems, and to help tackle that, underneath that are the neuronal pathways that we're working with to train that part of the brain. And once the brain is trained, as in anything that we've learned through repetition, it tends to hold on to it, which is the beauty of neurofeedback. You don't have to keep coming back.
So when you're talking about brainwaves, is this the same thing as alpha, beta, delta, gamma brainwaves? Is that the kind of thing you're talking about?
Yes.
Or is that what you're referring to? And so, okay, and then what do you find with people who have attention deficits? Or are they more beta than alpha, and you have to get a more alpha? And just for the listeners, beta is the fastest, and then alpha is kind of hypnotic, and then theta is, I guess, alpha is slower, and then theta is hypnotic, and then delta is sleep. What are you finding with patients who have the ADHD issue? They're more beta than alpha, and you're getting them into alpha state a little bit more? How does that work?
It's a little bit more of the beta-theta. So we get the person on to assess that, because some people can actually fall into a dysregulated theta process. They can have a dysregulated beta. There's different types of beta. And our system will actually measure that. Neurofeedback systems can measure where the person's brain is and determine if there is too much beta, if there's too much theta, there's not enough of one, not enough of another, too much of one. And with that data then, and coupled with the auditory and the visual processing, we're able to affect change, because the person can train their brain to a more optimized functioning output.
That's awesome. Have you explored it for things like insomnia or anxiety or depression maybe? Have you explored it with other health challenges?
Cause
it seems
absolutely.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like they'd be related.
They are related. We treat a lot of anxiety. I treat a lot of trauma as well. So I've done a lot of work with veterans. I've done a lot of work with children who've come through foster care, or a host of other things. Even, you know, bad accidents can create trauma or post-traumatic stress disorder. And this process works very well with trauma because what we're doing is really calming down the amygdala system in the brain, that fight or flight process that helps keep us alive. But when it is overactivated and people move into the hypervigilant state, I used to work at the VA in Madison, Wisconsin, when I was doing my doctorate program, and I was working in the Chemical Dependency Treatment Center. And I worked in the anger management. I ran an anger management program for a year with veterans who were court-ordered in. And had I known then what I know now, I think we could have helped people a lot more quickly. Then, I mean, they could be in the program for years. They're trying to get things situated. And with us, generally speaking, we're able to affect change within 20 hours or so. Everyone's unique. So some cases of trauma and anxiety, depression may need more training than that. Other people may get done a little bit sooner. It just, there are a lot of individual factors that go into play as to how long the system you may need to be there.
How do people, if they want to get this treatment, do you have different clinics that use this program? Or do you have clinics? Or say somebody's listening to this program and wants to do this neurofeedback intervention system that you have.
Right. I do have clinics in Southern California, and I'm able to work remotely with people and provide the same level
awesome.
Of service
awesome.
To them. Mm-hmm.
You know, I got so much more I want to talk to you about, but we're out of time. Do you mind hanging on the line? Maybe I can get book you for another visit on the bright side. Thanks so much, Dr. McReynolds, and thank you for what
thank
you're
you.
Doing. The book is Solving the ADHD Riddle, and Dr. McReynolds' website is ConnieMcReynolds.com, and that's ConnieMcReynolds. And she also has a podcast, Roadmap to the Brain. That is all the time we have for this evening on The Bright Side, friends. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular week. We'll be back at you next Saturday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Till then, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you all later. Bye for now.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest, the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.